And we're live.
Action.
Welcome to yet another week of Day to Day with Sarah and Dave. I'm Sarah. And alongside me is my super husband, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, you do a good job welcoming. That was not as good as our last one, where I just pretty much hit record and was like, oops, we're going.
Yeah, but what's good is this is still the first take. There have been many others where you're not listening to the first take. Greetings to the 30-something listeners.
It wasn't 30-something. Almost 30.
No, well, that was earlier today.
I looked when I did.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Well, you didn't know.
We at 28 or 29?
28.
Oh, 28? Wow.
The needle's still stuck there.
That's a lot. Yeah, we're about to just go
break
crazy.
Out.
Yeah, well, I sat on the microphone, so this one's broken. So we're going to have a good setup in the new house with the podcasting studio. I'm really sectioning off different parts of the basement before they even break ground.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Lots to talk about, though.
Yeah.
What do we want to start with?
Let's start off, well, we had, Isaac took the ACT.
Yeah.
Did really well. And probably the biggest Isaac news is that he claims he can dunk a basketball.
He says his hand got up over it, just the ball was not, he's not good at aiming, yeah. Pretty much.
As someone who devoted...
I wish I could have seen that.
Yes, many, many hours of coaching him in his younger days. I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing the first time he dunks in a game.
You know what's disappointing, though? You know, all that time when we were in Alabama, he really didn't use the hoop that much.
No. No, it was too hot. Well, he did, but...
Yeah, when all of us were out there, he didn't just go out there and do it.
No, not that much.
No.
Just wasn't our thing.
I think some of it, he didn't have friends to play with. Didn't like the crowd that was playing basketball there.
Yeah.
He liked his band crowd there.
Yeah, but he's doing really well.
Yes.
And then David... Well, he took the ACT as well, and David has a half marathon this weekend.
Yeah, so...
On base.
David, let me see. Did we get the race? Yes, the 17th. So we did get the race from his last race for league.
Yeah.
And then he did the ACT this week. He put in some job applications to hopefully get his first job.
Yeah, he talked to the one lady today.
Yes. So I'm interested to see how that pans out.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, this is weeks before we have to, you know, take some time off for a vacation and Thanksgiving. And then a little bit for Christmas.
Yeah.
Too. Because he's going to go see his lady friend.
Maybe. We'll see.
They already have it set up and planned. He just has to buy the ticket for the airplane to come back home.
Yeah, but we'll have to talk about the amount of times that there will be required, like, FaceTiming with us. And they'll have a good old time, and we'll be part of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. So nice. We had your family over last Friday, mm-hmm, after I had a big, like, a work function.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, it's been great.
Yeah, yeah, no complaints here.
It's been really good. Our sinuses kind of went nuts, and I ended up having a migraine to make me sick on Sunday, so I was down like half the day on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
We got to check out a dairy farm, and we got to go get more apples.
Yes, I'm still going to tell you. Those cows sitting there, I don't care whether they were waiting to be milked or not. Them sitting there just chained up while they ate was very sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just... Very disappointing.
Yeah. So we also have big news with our dogs.
David must be back.
Or the Instacart person might have just...
I don't know.
...showed up.
Okay, so...
Do you want me to walk with you?
No. Why don't you go ahead and start the story of the dogs and what we're getting.
Okay.
What Instacart? You can talk okay. about
that. Oh, and when you say what we're getting, it's... So Sarah has her thing with her with the dogs who are barking like crazy right now. Where she takes them across the street to the little nature trail and all that. And they, you know, they go through, you know, whatever, the water and all that kind of stuff. And Sarah has decided that she's going to get, she was going to get them raincoats. So Thursday, we will get our, the raincoats for the dog. I don't know how well the whole raincoat thing will go, but we'll see. I keep telling Sarah that what's going to happen is we're going to get them on Thursday, and they're probably going to be returned, or Wednesday, oh, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they'll be returned to Amazon by Monday.
No. They wear their sweaters that we had for them in Lacey's dress.
Yeah, but they, I mean, you put them on them, and they, it's not like they can take them off.
No, and you can't take the raincoat off either.
Okay.
Trust me. They got to keep their back. We're going to go for a walk on Thursday, and they got to stay dry.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to rain all day.
Yeah, big rain coming.
So, I figure, why not help at least keep part of them dry so they're not soaking wet, especially yeah. as it gets chilly.
Yeah, we like to spend a lot of time outside here.
We do. Sorry, that was the Instacart delivery guy for Aldi. He made sure I saw it and opened the door, and it was great. So now we'll just have to put those away in a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, the dogs really...
They really let us know.
We don't have many unknowns come to visit us at the apartment.
No, oh, Rachel had them going nuts when she got here. Like, she started, like, barking as she walked up, knowing that the dogs... So then the dogs got all excited. I'm like, Rachel! She thought it was great. The dogs were very excited to see her.
Yeah.
Hilarious. So, I'm very excited about the raincoats. And T-Mobile Tuesday, so good. Trying out the Instacart. Because I use Instacart anyways for Aldi. Now, Kroger, you don't want to use it because you don't get to use the coupons and stuff.
Right. So, we'll have to see how it works with Costco as well.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. Yeah,
we really like going through Kroger.
Well, there's just a handful of things we grab, but I can do the Kroger order pickup. Same with the Walmart order pickup. I can do those really easily. And I like the Aldi pickup as well.
Yeah.
But if Instacart's going to be a good price where I can just have it delivered.
We have to try the Meijer thing, too.
Yeah, we've never been into Meijer.
Right.
So, and I don't know if it's the same deal as,
but
like,
that's what, like a 3 or 4 mile drive? I mean, that's kind of absurd in our new neighborhood.
Yeah. So, I mean, we did check out Dots Market, which is right around the corner from us. Now we have to check out some of the restaurants in.
Yeah, Dots is where David might end up working.
One of the places, yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we might go out and... have breakfast like Friday morning and then go vote.
Oh, and you have the chiropractor.
Yeah.
So I know we get, I don't know if I want to wait until Friday. I don't really want to vote at all because people are just a pain, but I'm going to vote.
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Yeah. I'm going to vote for our levy for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big deal too.
It's just, it's all disappointing. But I will tell you that once again, I love our church sermon.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get to go because you were like...
sinusy.
Very ill. Which was too bad, too, because you missed like the best Cleveland Browns game ever.
I know. I heard
it was amazing. I mean, Odell Beckham got hurt and all that.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
It's disappointing. But, yeah, so I am thoroughly enjoying the Broken Record series.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, so we got to what we had. Ohio State played. They played Nebraska. Nebraska actually scored first.
I know. They looked pretty good overall. I think they should end up having a pretty good season.
Yeah, they could win half of their games.
Well, they usually do.
Well, they have.
They've been about 6-6 lately.
Yeah, they've been rebuilding for a couple years.
Well, you know.
They rebuild. Ohio State just reloads. They really do.
Well, you know. I think ever since the switch to the Big Ten, I think the dynamic has shifted for them.
Can't hang with the big boys.
I don't think that's quite what it was, but you got to remember, I do still kind of like my Huskers.
Yeah, you did go there.
I did go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do have a diploma that normally hangs on our wall from there.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to set up your office.
I can't wait to just, you know.
The new house started. Yeah, we should be done with our old house in a matter of weeks.
Yes. Within probably 3 weeks.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Maybe less.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
Always something interesting.
It really is.
Found a lot of good stuff lately. I did, during a work meeting, I rode on the bicycle trainer 50 miles last week.
I agree.
And swam a mile and a half the next day.
I know. You just went ham.
Yeah. Getting real streamlined with the swimming. Actually had another good one today.
Pretty proud of you.
Yeah, pretty happy about it.
Yeah.
Turns out with this little Whoop thing that I have for like heart rate variability and all that kind of stuff, turns out I can get my heart rate really high when I swim.
Truth.
Yeah.
Dropping those truth bombs.
Okay. Yeah.
I know. I did get some new clothes, too, to make it easier for me to be outdoors and walking the dogs. Yeah, some.
Yeah.
Some.
We had a... You had one of the shows so that you could... Yes,
save some moolah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now I can buy bits and pieces here and there. You know, and I don't, like, feel bad.
Yeah.
So, get some discounts. Had a couple pieces not fit, so now I'm waiting for them to come back with the right size. That's the only thing when you have to do the online, and sometimes that's where there's some value of, you know, being in store, but I like the setup.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep rolling with it.
We have Isaac really likes to try things on and all that kind of stuff, but...
Oh, we did. That was so fun shopping with him.
Yeah. It was, and then got him a couple pair of shoes. He ran, when they ran the mile at school, he actually ran pretty quick for a dude his size.
What did he say, 6 minute?
It was just under 6 minutes for his mile.
Yeah. And then David ended up going just under 5 minutes because,
he ran,
you know,
four something.
Just because the PE teacher told him that they wouldn't have to do anything the next week if he could do it. Yeah. So freaking David's like, sure, why not? And then he was half sick the rest of the day.
Yeah. But he did a ton of pull-ups today.
Yeah, he... By the way, this is the next week.
Yeah.
He's still doing stuff.
Yeah. I just got the baker's dozen of bagels at Panera. I can go to our gym and walk to Panera or Chipotle or that... Oh, my gosh, that Mexican restaurant there. I mean, it's like fat... It's tacos, Fuzzy's. Margaritas.
Fuzzy's tacos.
So good.
Yeah, so... I really wish they would come up with some gluten-free bagel. I mean, I know it can't be totally gluten-free because they'll use the same machines, but if they could at least have a gluten-sensitive for, you know, people like me, that would be nice. But there's hardly any things that I can eat at Panera.
I got the one cancer awareness one that you can't eat. But you had another test yesterday?
I had my PET scan.
Even more cancer-free?
Yes. That was actual, you know, where they actually test you for cancer. And can find spots and everything looked good. So that was exciting that we actually have that. Now we'll just keep doing our routine testing. And now we have a baseline to know what everything looked like.
I could have told you everything looked good. if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. It was really nice to go on that walk with you earlier today.
Yeah, yeah. Blood sugar cooperated.
It's almost 2.75 miles.
Yeah, I put it on my little Whoop activity tracker, and between that and my swim today, it was a decent day.
Yeah, I mean, not real high stress with work or anything.
No, not yet.
Maybe not ever.
I don't know. I think I'm here more as like an advisory role.
I don't know.
There just hasn't been anything to, like, you know, advise on yet. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very.
No complaints here.
You're not wrong.
We got enough stuff to deal with. Just moving and getting one kid ready for college.
Yes.
The other one that does a lot of sports and likes to get mom riled up and then leave.
Yeah, he annoys me.
Yeah, we've discussed.
He's annoyed me almost since birth.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
I mean, I really love him, but
I think he's pushing to, like, do his undergrad in Columbus. I think that's really what's happening.
And I think pretty much I'll just go ahead and tell him,
like,
sure,
go ahead. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Here.
He'll still have to figure out how to pay for it, but
yeah.
I'll push him out the door.
Yeah, I'll handle the tuition, but I'm not paying for your mac and cheese and stuff like that.
All the crap that you'll eat.
Yeah.
Because, my God, like, my one who was such an adventurous eater. Like, he would eat anything and loved food. Now, like, eats, like, is very picky and does not eat a lot of foods. And then my other one, who used to be super picky, will eat just about anything.
Yeah. And started an argument over broccoli
the
portions.
The amount of broccoli that I put. Well, you guys all want to serve yourself. And so, I mean, it's like a package of, like, 4 servings of broccoli in that, like, container. I didn't make 2 for a reason. Like, we should have all had 4 even, like, really and honestly, it's only, like, a half a cup serving.
Yeah.
Like, and you should be having at least a cup on your plate for a meal.
Yes.
So, like, I'm not asking a lot for anybody to have
vegetables. Didn't say you were. Not a big fan of them getting you all riled up with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know. Just imagine what's going to happen when they're gone and you're the one I have to get on.
Oh, it's going to be fine. I mean, we're trying to plan today to where I only work like 5 more years full
time. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if you're bad about eating your broccoli, I will put you back to work.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I've kind of enjoyed this whole, like, being home with you thing.
Me too.
It's nice.
As much as you drive me nuts some days.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're really not having a high-speed work environment right now either.
I'm going to be honest. House. It's probably been about, like, 6 to 8 years before I considered what I was doing anything remotely related to high-speed.
Probably can't argue with you there.
And, I mean, that's when I was, like, basically working directly for a guy that's, like, a 3-star now.
Yeah. And I'm high-speed all day, every day.
Yeah. Well, it was funny, last week, you know, I'm trying to plan out this whole, like, I only want to work until I'm 45 deal, and I'm like, so where do you see you in 10 years with your paper chef stuff? I've never thought of that. It's like, why not?
Kind of roll with it. You gotta get and go a chunk at a time. I don't know. I mean, probably still doing it, but I mean, it depends. Maybe I'm only doing it so much. I don't know. Maybe I'm at the top level at that point. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, how many other colors of spatulas are there for you to earn?
1, 2, 3, 4 more.
4 more. What colors are they?
Yellow, teal.
What does yellow mean?
Yellow is a senior director.
Oh, okay.
And then teal. There's 2 other kinds of blue. So I can't remember what kinds. And then there's what is the third? Is it purple? No. No, purple's lower. I forget what the other color is. But there's 2 more blues.
Yeah.
Because I'm like a navy blue. And then there's like a teal. And then
I know you and your navy blue spatula is my background photo on my phone.
It's a nice photo.
I get to see it a couple times a day.
Just a couple?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whew. Lord. Yeah, so, I mean, I would like to move up at least one more. But I just need to continue to grow my team and have some leaders that want to be leaders. And I think we'll get there.
Yeah.
I'm not in any big hurry. I have all the time in the world.
So, we're committing our, like, main level home office to this.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you enjoyed listening to my calls that I had today.
Yeah. Yeah, you really...
I actually have three tomorrow.
Yeah, very motivational.
I've got three tomorrow. So, beware.
It's good.
Yeah, I know. I know. So, I have actually dabbled in going to the gym a little bit with you. It's been enjoyable. I did not go today.
Oh, it's... Yeah, I'm still recovering. Excited to next year do some big triathlons.
Yeah, and by doing them, that means you, not me. Let's be very clear.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, you might end up doing the one where you use, like, the canoe for the swim part.
I already told you a long time ago that would only be the only kind I ever did. And those are sprint. I totally could rock those.
Yeah.
Not that I necessarily want to. We'll see. I enjoy my hiking right now and my bike riding just to enjoy. May do a bike ride tomorrow. I got to figure it out because I've got three calls tomorrow.
Yeah. So yesterday on my, like when I was on the trainer, like the bike trainer on the was it the balcony basically, the tips of my toes were cold.
Well, yeah, those bike shoes don't protect
your feet. And now I know why they make the warmest, because I didn't really even have that much wind. I mean, just what I was generating or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my feet used to get really cold, and that's the same with the longer gloves. The tips of my fingers would get cold, which I got to look through and see which gloves we actually have and figure some of that out.
Yeah, I got some nice running ones there, and I know we have, like the lobster gloves for cycling. Yeah. We have plenty of warm stuff, but...
We got to just look through it and fix. I didn't have a jacket that fit me. Because I can't wear those jackets that the boys have. Those aren't really heavy enough. Those are for, like, brief being outside and in between temperatures that we bought them. Because we didn't need a heavy one.
Yeah, in the short time we've been back in Ohio, I've definitely realized the need to have multiple hoodies. Like, I can't get by with just one.
I missed having my hoodies.
Yeah.
And longs. I actually like to be comfortable with a hoodie. Even sometimes wearing jeans or, you know, a pair of leggings. I like the colder weather clothes. Like, not that they're because they're baggy. They're comfortable.
Yeah. There'll be a couple days where it's, you know, the weather's ridiculous and that's going to kind of stink.
Complain.
But yeah. We'll be okay.
We will.
Yeah.
We will. So. Soccer's over for Isaac now.
How many minutes are we at?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's at basketball now.
Yes, he is. He is. Now, tryouts are on Saturday for him on Halloween. That's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it would be more exciting if they wouldn't have told him, like, weeks ago, you're on the squad.
His level of knowledge and skills, like, there's no reason why he shouldn't be making at minimum JV squad.
Yeah.
Well, like, there was no reason why he shouldn't have made it his freshman year in high school.
Yeah. I mean, he's,
let's just point that out right there.
He's also 6'6".
And he was about 6'1", 6'2", then.
Yeah.
Last year, and that was still way taller than most other people.
Yeah, they're just a lot more progressive at this school and have a lot more resources.
Well, and I think they don't just have their set people that they're going to use.
Yeah.
Because I think that's kind of, you know, they had their homeboys that they, you know, the people that were already playing football and coming over with the handful of kids that only played basketball.
Yeah. Well, here, I mean, they're actually concerned with, like, developing and getting to where you're going to have, like, a winning program.
Teaching fundamentals?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that's a pet peeve of mine. So, but, yeah, I'm looking forward to continuing to kind of get more involved with things around here. Like, I think I'm going to find some ways to kind of dive in for some stuff at the community center.
Yeah, I'll introduce you to the lady that runs it, because I've already been there. I've painted one of their rooms.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some things that I can do, and just kind of building in some more things like that for structure, for just, you know, and hanging out with friends while still doing Pampered Chef. That's why sometimes I'm like, how much more do I want to do with Pampered Chef? Because I like the level that I'm working. I think some of it is just creating a better structure and keeping, you know, systems in place to be able to make sure I'm hanging with family, going to take a day trip to visit family, you know, while still maintaining things with my team and time with you and volunteer, you know, Bible study.
Yeah, but I think we could double your production if I weren't working, and it wouldn't be too big of a difference.
I'd probably have you help manage my calendar.
Yeah, we'd have to be, you know, pretty structured with stuff.
I think what would happen is we would probably have anywhere between 1 to 3 months of a huge learning curve for you learning what I need, for me learning how to tell you what I need, and to figure out how to stay in each other's, like, each of us stay in our wheelhouse. And I think after that, I think we'd be fine, but I think we would have a rough 1 to 3 months.
Yeah, but I mean, both of the boys will be in college at that point.
I mean, why not? Twenty plus years of being together, why not be glutton for punishment?
Yeah.
You know what? I can't. It doesn't bother me. Because I'll be the boss, and there'll be certain things to be like, yeah, no, this is how it goes. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
And it'll drive you nuts.
Not really.
And we'll go take a walk with our dogs, who are hilarious.
Yeah, I'll be doing all my hobbies and stuff.
That's true. I'll get back into scrapbooking some. Because we'll be together so much, I'll be like, I'm going to go sit over in this room and do this, and I'm going to sit in this room and do this, and we're happy with that.
Yeah. We'll have a big old house. Our biggest yet.
Yeah, I know. And we're close. Yeah, but we had to plan for other family coming to visit and potential of grandkids coming to visit.
Yeah, and basically, while the children are in college, like, all between you and me and then each boy, we'll each have our own level of the house.
Pretty much. I mean, your office, you're going to have to share that level with Isaac.
Yeah. And do something other than, you know, like, we have to finish that part of the basement, too. Which I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, you have fun with that. Yeah. And I'm sure I'm going to get roped into having to help, too.
No, I was watching some YouTube videos today about what I want to do with the flooring and all that good stuff. Pretty excited about it.
I think it'll be fun. I think now we just really need to get this house started. Like, I'm just holding out the hope that they call and say, it starts next week.
Yeah, drove by today again, and there was no indicator whatsoever that it's being started anytime soon.
Seriously, I'm so excited for the things that we picked out. I love the floor plan. I love the potential of it. At the same time, it just pisses me off, and I'm like, we're in this apartment, and we're kind of borderline in limbo for an extra 2 months almost by the time all said and done.
Yeah.
Like, that really drives me nuts.
I gotta tell you, it doesn't bother me one bit.
It so much so I'm like, my God, I almost just wish we could just go buy an existing home at this point.
Yeah. We're darn near 20 grand in deposits.
Well, I think most of those, because, you know, they've taken so long to get it started, there would be loopholes, but I don't know. That's okay.
Well, I keep looking, and if there were, like, if there were a house that was, like, remotely close to being as nice as that one in the perfect location, we'd consider it, but there's nothing.
Well, they're just because we're very specific on where we want to be. So, like, and I love our neighbor. It's just, you know, and I like where we're at here for the apartment. It's just, you know, the boys are only going to want to be in that room for so long together.
Yeah, but we're a couple weeks away from, like, a vacation to Disney and then north for Thanksgiving.
By up north, we mean like 3 hours from here.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
I know.
And then coming back here for just a couple weeks and then Christmas.
Yeah, and I know we won't be home very long for Christmas at all since you don't have much leave. Well, leave, vacation, whatever you want to call it in the, you know, the normal world.
Yeah.
So
I like to bank a lot of it too so that maybe next year we can do.
We have that Bahamas trip.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing it.
Oh, I can't. Like,
I can't wait. I heard there are, like, nudist resorts and stuff there.
No.
No?
I mean, there might be, but not that.
Not for us?
I don't think that's right, though. I don't think that's where we're going.
Pampered Chef doesn't approve of that.
I don't think Pampered Chef wants to open that can of worms.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here.
Pampered Chef is just not ready for me. I mean, they weren't ready for that unboxing video that had thousands of views.
Well, that was partially... And trust me, I get it. Like, other consultants, like, somehow people started seeing it, and then other consultants are bummed because people are like, oh, look at this, and look at this, and they didn't get to share it with their customers. Or some people actually didn't know what the products were yet. Yeah. So now we know that we just need to wait before we make any of that public.
That was amazing. Like, Isaac almost, like, put a knife through his foot.
I'll let you guys do one in the spring. I won't tell you what it is. I'll keep it all silent. So then when the boxes come, I'll just record you and then I'll upload it when it's time.
Yeah. We'll do it from the new house. We'll have a nice setup.
Because the new house will not be finished when I get the new products.
Well, maybe it will.
Because I'll get
be.
Them in February.
February? Oh, it won't be.
No, trust me. I know the new catalog comes out in March. I get my products the beginning part of February. Won't be ready.
So when is this Bahamas trip?
May.
May?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think maybe April.
And everybody goes at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think maybe it's April. I don't remember. It's April or May. I have to look. Everybody goes, all the earners. Now, this is level 2, so there's less earners than level 1.
Yeah.
And, my God, Bahamas and Puerto Rico are two of my, like, pipe dream type things.
Sorry, I need you to scratch. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's good. Sorry, I needed a back scratch.
It was right in that spot where you just couldn't get.
It's just amazing. I mean, I could. I've been really working on flexibility and all that with the swimming.
It's a good job.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, the Pampered Chef trip. Can rent some jet skis, do some scuba diving.
I would snorkel. Not scuba dive, but I would snorkel.
Yeah.
But I just really want to go.
Well, yeah.
And, I mean, we may as well go big for David's, you know, senior year right before he graduates. Big or go home.
What, you mean all of us? Or?
Like, are we taking our children with us?
I don't know.
Depends on how much the buy-in is?
Well, no, because we have family so close and...
Dude, he's going to be 18 by then. He legally can watch the two of them with no issue. And we won't... Yeah. It'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'll have Rachel pop in randomly. She would love that.
I'm going to be honest. That really doesn't add anything to my confidence whatsoever.
She can rule with that iron fist just like Aunt Sarah can.
Yeah, after... Yeah, okay.
I've got to figure out. So I've got a couple because I would like to get up for a baby shower in November for a friend before we go. And I would like to see Becca. So I got to figure out a couple of these trips, day trips.
It's going to be, so really, I think once we close on the Alabama house sale, we get through the Disney thing and all that. Like, I would say that at least twice a month you're going to be getting up to... I don't want to say getting up to Ohio because we are in Ohio.
No, go in one space or the other. I think what as we really start getting a groove, we'll start kind of like... There will be times where I meet Becca halfway somewhere or meet Mom halfway somewhere and do some of that. And then there's going to be times where I go all the way up or they'll come all the way down. And that's the goal, is to not make it all one-sided to where, you know, we're the only ones traveling or they're the only ones traveling, because it's a reciprocal relationship. And that's what we want, is, and that's what I love about our family, is they're really good about making sure there's at least some type of balance for that. And we do a good job. You know, between calling people and them calling us.
Yeah. Moving here.
Well, I mean, that does help that we're closer. But, I mean, my sister made a concerted effort to be able to get down. I mean, they could afford... Rachel and Faith can't always afford to. And Faith and them, they don't go many places anyways. Especially not Faith with her, you know, having to do her feeding stuff.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, still.
Yeah, good time. So, a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. I agree.
A lot going on.
I'm excited to see, like, this whole David deciding to do college thing is kind of fun.
Oh, he's
and then him
tear
with the
up.
Job, and
yeah.
He's finding places that his friends from cross country work, which is
yeah.
great.
It's funny. He's like, I don't talk to anybody on the team. I'm like, that's really not what it looks like when
but
you're all just.
You know what? He does. And I yeah. think sometimes his, like, things he thinks of in his head are just a little different. So it's always fun watching it all pan out.
Yeah. He's got some good relationships here. Plus, he's got a girlfriend that seems to be all right.
So the thing that I would love is, you know, for this whole COVID thing to go away. So that way they can, like, feel comfortable having friends come over to hang out.
Yeah.
Like, because it's kind of tricky, because it's like, mask, no mask, how far apart? Like, are the parents cool with this? Are they not? Like, it's really very tricky. And it's like...
Yeah, because we're going to have
can
a good,
of worms.
Good setup in the new house.
Yeah.
Like, it's... Like, I could not think of a better setup.
Oh, I can't wait.
With how this is going to
be. I think that's the problem. I just can't wait. It'd be different if the house had already... If it was slower process. Like, say it took, like, 6 months to build. Yeah. If it were already started... It would be great, but, you know, yeah. I think just not knowing exactly when it's going to start.
But it's really cool. I mean, it was really like three and a half months ago that we were sitting like in Dayton looking at floor plans and saying, this is it.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, I should just quit my job and maybe I'll find a job in Ohio. I didn't know we'd have like a handful of job offers that were way, 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 way better than the absolute buffoonery I was working for.
Well, I think that just shows, I mean, it doesn't always work out that way, but when you can step out in faith and go, I'm going to do this first step, God sometimes surprises us with way more than we would have thought or imagined. I mean, sometimes we take a step out and it goes, we go, oh, no, not the right step. And we have to adjust. But there's plenty of times where God's like, just trust me and watch me work it all out. And man, it all worked out. The kids are happy. This was right where we wanted to be. And I mean, 3 years ago, I sit there and remember having the conversation with you after we had, you know, been at Wright Pat and done the museum. I said, man, I really just have this peace. I think this is what our next step is. And we're like, and then of course, you know, we waffled a bit more, you than I did, with it. Well, maybe not, because it's not working yet. Well, the timing wasn't right, and man, once the timing was right, I'm really excited with the way everything's panned out.
Yeah, I can truthfully say, like, I have not looked back once.
Mm-mm. Me either. Like, even though some of the stuff with, you know, selling the house is a little bit tricky.
Yeah. And we learned a lot with that process too, and now it came down to I can read people and I can negotiate, and you're definitely not going to pull one over on us. We got the combo, like, like friend who took the pictures who said, hey, this is the best realtor in the area. Like he was right.
They are. They have a great team that they really, that's what really makes it really good. And I mean, we didn't use a realtor previously because first we were going to be there still. Second, the market was super hot.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, this was a way more expensive house. It's not like in the super like desired neighborhood. Like it's out with a little bit of land. Not everybody's going to want it. So like, I don't have that reach the same way.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, we went from $80,000 house to like $200,000 house to $500,000 house.
Yeah, just about.
And then now this next one is going to be.
It's about the same. I mean, price wise overall, I mean, just a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean,
from what we're selling the previous one to this one. But I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a step up and it's just not, I didn't want to have to deal with it. Like I wanted to be done with it. I wanted to be done with it fast. And this way we shouldn't have an issue.
Yeah. Well, we had, I mean, the neighbors down the road put their house on the market and their house was, I mean, not as nice as ours. And they put it for more than we would have thought that we would sell ours for. So we had to move quick. And man, it was smart. I mean, we were smart about it though. I mean, we had a realtor who told us, hey, spend the money and do a pre-appraisal. And I mean, we freaking knocked it out of the park.
Our house is not the same as so many other houses, so it's really hard to just get a true comp. And so that's where we had to do the pre-appraisal, where that was in our back pocket, knowing that we knew what the value of the house was by an independent person versus just what we were thinking. Yeah. So that was really good. But I don't know. Man, so much good conversation. It's so great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got a lot more going on here. There's a lot more, like, I mean, every part of our lives is better. It really is.
I
mean, show me one part that's not. And it's not just that, like, you know, work-wise. Like, it's way more lucrative being here. Like, way more.
There's just so many more things. And I'm sure some people could live in Ohio and be like, go where we were in Alabama and be like, oh, this is way better. But this is exactly where God wanted us. And you're right. The job's great for you. The location's great. We are able to be outside.
Yeah.
I mean, the church.
Yeah, like, heaven. Like, David wanting to be close to me and saying, you know what? I need more time with my dad to do races together and all that. Like, he's going to freaking obliterate this half marathon.
I'm excited to see this how it weekend. Goes.
I mean, the fact that he's shooting for, like, a sub-7-minute mile for, like, an hour and a half-ish. I mean, that is incredible. Yeah. Like, he's freaking good. And not to mention the fact that he's probably better on the bike and the swim than overall.
I know, he thinks the run is his weakest spot.
Yeah, but that's, man, he is so, like...
And I don't know that I agree or disagree, because, I mean, he runs the most, and he has the, like, he understands how to push himself on the run really well. So once he really gets a little more time on the bike and really does some more reps on swimming, I know he's really good at swimming anyways. I think as he really just gets comfortable doing all of them together, I think, yeah, the run will be, but the fact that he is so comfortable running is a really good thing for him.
Yeah.
And comfortable as you can be with running, let's be honest here.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be running cross country at Wright State next year, and that's going to help quite a bit.
I know. I think it'll be fun for him. I think it's just something that offers him something different to do and, you know, just really gives an excuse to meet some new people and do something different. And learn how to push himself and get some more coaching. Because, I mean, it'll be free coaching that he's getting to really make himself even better. And even if he's not an elite and even if he doesn't do it for years to come, it's still lifelong tools that he's going to be able to use.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the, like, the potential is there for, I mean, and who would have thought, like, 4, 5, 6 months ago that, like, all right, he's going to do this in college. Because here, I mean, you know, he had just an amazing dude coaching him in Alabama. But that same dude, you know, it, 2, 3 years ago was having to ask for volunteers to mow a freaking field because they don't care about cross country there.
No.
And he didn't, like, I mean, you can be the greatest coach, but if you don't have the resources, I mean, no. What are you going to
exactly.
do?
Exactly. There's only so much you can do. And if you don't have some of the other support behind, you know, yeah. Again, can of worms, not opening.
Yeah, so.
Well, babe, this was an amazing. I have been looking forward to this, like, all week. I wanted to do it sooner, but I just wasn't feeling well.
Yeah, yeah. So we didn't even, like, we kind of left everybody hanging with fantasy football and all that. But we'll just say that I'm number one in our league by a mile, and I'm going to sit down and try to help you with your team tonight.
Oh, Lord. Whatever. Usually I'm, like, one of the top scoring teams.
Yeah, but let's just put it out there that you were, like,
We'll talk about my snafu with drafting next week. We'll leave a little bit.
We already did.
No, I don't think we have.
Oh, no. It's been discussed.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Trust me.
I can't remember if we talked about it in detail.
Yeah.
I make it work for me, though.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, we don't even want to get into how you're too good to trade with me.
Well, we're...
with Ray. Yeah. Trade with David.
I haven't traded with David. You two have been talking.
You guys have been talking trade for quite some time.
Yeah.
I thought we had a trade figured out, and then it just never happened, and you traded some of the the players I thought I was getting, you traded away!
Yeah, but it... Okay.
Nope. Like... Oh, nope, we got to leave it till next time. Teaser.
Yeah, but if there's a tight end with type 1 diabetes that I can get on my squad, we're going to welcome him with open arms.
Yeah, for sure.
To team squad goals.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. He went back to that team name.
Jeez, we're coming up on an hour here. You were wordy tonight.
You actually talked more than me tonight, and I like
it. I got to tell you. You'll have to listen to it for the 2 minutes that you were doing your Instacart stuff. Like, I fumbled around. I was lost without you, dear. Like, I did not know what to do. I kept looking over and you weren't there. Like, I was really nervous. Like, you're going to have to listen to it. No, it was bad.
You know how I don't, like, listen to the replay.
Well, it was me. It's me, though, not you.
I know. Okay, we got to sign off.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, you got to stop talking, Sarah.
You. All right, everyone. Have an amazing week. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.